Fourth Wing, chapters 26 through 29.
I actually think we read chapter 30. Did you read chapter 30?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Funny story.
Okay.
I was at my grandmother's house, uh-huh, and I actually was listening to the audiobook. And I like to, if I'm listening to an audiobook, it's got to be a max volume. So I was just cooking in the kitchen, grandmother's house, and then chapter 30 came up.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't find the phone. I couldn't stop it. It just kept going.
Oh, no.
And so great detail.
There was a lot of detail.
Some very specific detail. I'm no longer welcome at grandmother's house. I have been excommunicated from the family.
Did she take you immediately down to the church and wash your mouth out with soap or your ears?
She presented me to the pastor and said, "Have you heard what this young man's been reading?
Oh, this ain't your grandfather's fantasy book. This ain't Harry Potter anymore."
I thought her writing style was so similar to Tolkien, and then I read today's bit of chapters, and I was like, no, I don't think so. I'm just kidding.
Today's conversation might feature conversations that might not be appropriate for younger ears, because we finally got there.
We knew it was coming.
Okay, I will say, I have been aware. I was not ready for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I do a recap?
Yeah. Yeah, but just, I trust your dragon voice judgment. Let's get it.
Lars is heading to the front. Her and her squad, including Dane, go to Montserrat. And guess who's there? Mira! If you've forgotten who Mira is, like I did, she's her sister. While there, Violet, of course, breaks the rules because she's, well, violent. So, Rihanna could visit her family.
Rihanna.
I was trying to do a joke.
I'm kidding.
What?
I'm going to leave Rihanna. That's funny.
Okay, we'll do it.
I was trying to do a bit too, and it just wasn't funny because I'm just like dead inside.
So Rihanna can visit her family. Work, 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 work. And guess who else is there? Oh, this is so convenient. Zayden Royas. Mira trains the team on battle tactics. Then the whole place gets attacked, and Violet and the gang can't help. They have to leave. Only after they share a steamy kiss.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did I miss that part?
I think you might have missed it.
Who steamy kisses?
Oh, Zayden and Violet. The world is crumbling around them, and they share a steamy kiss, and he does it to distract her.
Yeah,
she gets mad about.
She's like, "Was this just a distraction?"
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue.
And then they go back to Basquiat for some war games. During the game, Jack, that rascal, well, he stabs Liam. But all this does is get Violet to call down the thunder. She grabs Mjolnir and goes, "I'm of the gods," and casts forth lightning. Becomes the mighty Thor and manifests her signet.
And that's it. Nothing else. That was the end of our reading, and that's all the recap, right?
Are you sure, Sam?
No.
You've written more on the page and in great detail.
Okay.
Just kidding. That's it. Oh, okay. We've finally made it to some
booty scenes.
There's some booty scenes.
Just a reminder, there's booty scenes ahead. We're not going to dive into...
Well, no, we're... I mean, we'll dive into what the...
We'll talk about
why she included this.
We'll talk about the glass, not what's inside the glass. You know, the holder, yeah. Not the content.
We're not open door, folks.
No, very much not.
Let's talk about the things that happened before that. Let's see if we can fill up this whole podcast with that, and then we'll just end it.
That's right. We'll talk about this. Is going to be the Jack Barlow cast. You know, RIP Jack. You finally got it.
Yeah. I've got my Hunger Games 3 or the hand in the air for Jack. I can't whistle or I would.
What did you like from these chapters?
I'm not going to lie. There wasn't a whole lot that I did like.
Yeah. These were not my favorites.
Yeah. My least favorite batch of chapters. What I liked, I like Mira as a character.
Yeah.
I liked going to the front and like seeing the outside world.
I did not like that.
Okay.
It just felt taped on to me.
Oh, it definitely was taped on.
We were there for 2 minutes and then we came back.
Yeah. And that was something I feel like I'm going to have a whole lot of negative things to say.
Yeah.
About these chapters, but.
Well, let's put a pin in that real quick because I want to talk about that. I liked the dragon battle when we finally got onto some dragons and we're fighting.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, when they were talking about dragons coming in and like banking and it got a little Top Gunny.
Uh-huh.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah, I liked that.
And then we had Jack who, okay, this is the whole time we were talking about students can kill other students. And
yes.
This was the time when I was like, I get it. It's War Games. If one of them decides to pop one of the other ones, like.
Yeah.
Maybe I almost wonder if she should have saved it. The students can kill other students to this.
Yeah.
And this just become like chaos because everybody's like, oh, now I can swing.
Yeah.
Because the dragon battle, it was tense. I felt the stakes.
Uh-huh.
And also, maybe this is because of your prediction. I was like, Liam's about to die.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we're getting to, in a book when you get, like, three-fourths through it where you're like, okay, we're getting to crunch time.
Yeah, and your heroes are kind of down and out because Liam dies.
Yeah.
I definitely thought that was going to happen. Especially, I mean, when Jack stabs him, I'm like,
yep.
Looking at my prediction list, and I'm like, dadgum.
Buckets.
Just like Steph Curry from three right now.
You have been pretty spot on. But hey, that moment that Dane Atos is a rat for the bad guys, I'm going to be.
I will be so happy for you when that happens.
I'm just going to text you, Dane!
Dane has defected to the dark side. He's become a Sith.
He's joined the Russians.
he's flying the MiGs.
I was always a Russian mole. My name is Denatos Volkov.
Give me my bird.
I never take the dragon to the grave inside and I will fight you.
I will fight you. Give me my bird.
I must break you.
If he dies.
Which R.I.P. Carl Weathers. Apollo Creed. I know. I just thought of that. Such a bummer.
From what was his name in Happy Gilmore?
Oh, Tubbs?
Tubbs.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So sad.
I forgot that
Did
that was
Did you know
Carl
Toby
Weathers.
Keith died too?
Toby Keith died.
I missed that entirely.
He had a long battle with stomach cancer.
Yeah, that's such a bummer.
I remember him performing like maybe last year and I was like, whoa, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
He looks old.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you like how I'm throwing everything out here just to not
We're really
in our conversation eventually at chapter 30?
We're padding the runtime right
That's
now.
That's right.
I love
it. I'm hoping it's big. I have to open the store. We did a dragon battle. Nothing else happened.
That was it. It should have been a cowboy. What a great song.
Yeah. Amen.
Just to keep padding that runtime, I was at Windstar Casino in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a restaurant there called Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill.
Wow.
I didn't go there, but I saw it.
I feel like there's so many stories that start with, I was at the Windstar Casino in Oklahoma.
It's the world's largest casino.
I just gave you your first line for the next great American novel you're trying to write, which I'm sure you are because you work in a bookstore.
Yeah. I was actually stuck on how to start it. I had everything all... mapped out, but I didn't know how to start it. So yeah. Thank you. That's how the great novel's going to start.
That's right. There you go. What else did you, you talked about Mira, the Mira scene. I really enjoyed when she was like, all right, let's break this down. You're taking that fortress.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to see somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mira knows what she's doing. She's right. Confident. She has a relationship with Violet. She's somebody who, like, Violet likes and, like, admires. And so...
What was it that you liked about that? Because there are, like, we have Rhiannon and we have...
Yeah, I mean, Rhiannon's, like, our little buddy.
Right.
And she has such conflicting emotions about Zayden, where she's like...
I don't think her emotions are conflicting anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. But before that, she's like, if his smile wasn't so excruciating to me, I would punch him in the face because he wants to kill me, which he's never shown that he wants to kill you, Violet. I don't know why you're thinking this.
But he's trying to prove to himself that he's still a good person. Yeah. Not kill her.
Yeah, what a tortured soul he is.
So, period. Freaking, period. Tortured, period.
If I see that one more time, I'm going to...
Here's my thing with that Mira scene, though. This is what frustrated me, okay? That scene, I was like, I'm in. Dragon fight. Yeah. We're learning about the battle tactics of this world.
Yeah.
How do you take a hill?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are the squad tactics? And I love that she's, like, ripping them of, like, no, if you do that, you're all going to die. And then it's like, well, what would you do? All this stuff. And then it just turns into a, let's show how Zayden is cool and Dane is a loser.
Yeah.
That was the whole scene. I was like, you started off so strong. Uh-huh. And then it just... Like,
she can't help but jump into the most stereotype, like the easiest simple thing you could possibly do.
But it's not even simple, like in, there, you could have gone simple here and been fine, but it's simple as in like, let's just be high schoolers.
Yes, yeah, no, that's exactly right, yeah.
And that was one of my, like I wrote down that a lot of this stuff is like high school dumb stuff.
But they're 20-somethings.
That was my... I wrote down, oh, this is just such stupid high school drama. I was like, but they are in high... But then I was like, no, they're not.
Yeah, they're...
Also...
Like, Zayden's like 25.
Exactly. And Zayden says the line, don't you fall in love with me? Which is like the ultimate dumb high school relationship cliche.
Zayden is that guy in high school, and like the high school movies that's been held back like 3 times. Okay, here's how I picture
Zayden is Jess from Gilmore Girls.
I've never really watched Gilmore Girls.
Oh, dude, you have to.
Do I, though?
It's great. It is fantastic.
I'll take your word for it.
No, stop here. Okay,
I'm
going to
watch like Silo, a couple other shows.
You
I
have in your mind
uh-huh.
what you think Gilmore Girls is.
I've watched a couple episodes.
It never... This is my this is actually really good to our conversation.
Okay.
There's the easy path it could go. Mm-hmm. Gilmore Girls never does it.
Kudos to Gilmore
It never
Girls.
Does. It's like we could go
Good
with
for
this
them.
Typical,
yeah.
And I'm only 2 seasons in, but it's like we can go on this typical plot line.
This is your below deck.
And it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It finds a way to do something else interesting.
Bravo.
Whereas this, I'm so frustrated because I see the potential. Like the world building is so good here. And the dragons are interesting, but we would rather play around with dumb teen drama stuff, which I guess it's like why the book was written and it sells. But I would almost like, I would say like it could be better. Every time it picks something up to look at, it's interesting. It's like we're walking through a gold mine and it's like, there's like a piece of gold there and it picks it up. It's like, ooh, look, gold. I don't care. Over there is some malachite.
Yes. Oh, there's fool's gold. I'll go have that.
Look, I'm going to scan my TikTok. Who cares about these
rare minerals?
Over there's
my high school yearbook. I sure hope Zayden signed it. Why is he talking to Sally?
What's that glowing thing over there? I don't care.
I mean, I don't know. I may be judging all of like America that reads this book because like the last most popular America book I read was Where the Crawdads Sing, and I despised it.
Yeah.
It was a terrible book, poorly written, everything bad about it.
Tex, I'm just going to be honest. You seem pretty beaten down today.
Listen.
You're subdued.
I was reading it yesterday, and I was just like, Man. I'm a little subdued with it because, like you, I want to read a good story.
Yeah.
And I don't care about high school. I mean, my point is, I think a lot of people want to go back to high school.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to go back to high school.
I don't.
I don't either. I was terrible in high school.
I was too.
Yeah.
And if I mean, I think back to my...
It was like Zayden was a bad boy.
I was not. I was Dane. Maybe that's why I hate him so much. Because that was me. I was like, guys, we're going to break the rules. Oh, no.
No, the codex. The codex. You got to follow the codex.
I said the codex. Like, I was like, wait, why are we in photography class?
Yeah, it probably sounds like I'm hating on it. And today I have a little more negative to say. I think the positive, and maybe the next.
Maybe it'll get better. Maybe all the fourth ring readers, like, oh yeah, you're in the lull.
Yeah,
you know, there's like an assumed 25 right before the booty scene.
Yeah,
there's a little lull, and everyone's like, oh yeah, that's just part of it. You know,
that booty scene is what she's been leading up to this whole book.
Oh, for sure.
That was like the crescendo of the book.
But every summer, the Boston Red Sox play terrible in June, and it's called the June Swoon.
Well,
you know, and so maybe this is just the June Swoon.
It could be.
And it's just assumed.
Violet's lightning power.
I didn't like it. It's too OP.
It is OP.
What does OP actually mean, by the way? I know that it's a...
I hear it all the time.
It's a tabletop game term, but I don't know what the O and the P stand for, so I was going to explain it to listeners who had never heard that.
And I can't tell you either.
Basically, it means like it's something that is so powerful that it breaks the game.
Like Rey from Star Wars has a bunch of OP.
Well, she's a Mary Sue.
She's a Mary Sue, but she also has OP powers that she just learned immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, she could do lightning stuff.
I have purged those from my memory.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Okay, so here's something about me is I will read things multiple times to make sure I understand it.
Yeah.
Because I do have a pretty good memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I can always tell when I didn't like something because I can't remember. And I'm going to be honest, I can't remember a lot of what happened in these chapters. And I read it 4 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I forgot completely that we had the war games.
you forgot about that. The steamy kiss as they were about, they're escaping.
And then it was confusing for Violet because was he just distracting her to get her away?
Yeah, and then...
turns out he wasn't.
It wasn't, because then he just walks into her room and is like, here I am.
Hello.
Hey, Violet.
I'm Zayden Ryerson.
My name's Zayden Ryerson.
Zayden Ryerson? Zayden Ryerson, hi, how are ya? Every time.
You think Bill Murray exists in the Fourth Wing universe?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think he exists in every story universe.
Yeah.
Ever since he appeared in Zombieland, I just have a new Bill Murray theory.
It's not Bill Murray.
Just made up.
Yeah.
That he exists in every story universe. We just don't see him.
We just don't see
him. You can't prove it.
He's somewhere.
You can't prove that he doesn't. You can't prove that he's not in the cantina on the other side of Tatooine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
And you can't prove that in Lord of the Rings, he's not just hanging out in Lake Town next to the Lonely Mountain. He's just hanging out. He's just a guy. He's hanging out.
Oh, man. The Bill Murray theory. If our podcast is known for one thing, originated the theory. Bill Murray exists in every cinematic universe. Cinematic, literature. I think he's in Tolstoy's world.
He's in War and Peace,
He's
for
in
sure.
War and Peace. He's the distant brother Karamazov.
He's in... he's also...
he's the cousin Karamazov.
He's also in Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Yeah. He's in Seventh Heaven.
He's in Supernatural, of course.
Oh, he's in Teletubbies.
That's actually a canon. He's in Teletubbies.
That's canon, yeah. Oh, wow.
What if the rest of the podcast was just going...
naming shows.
He's in Firefly. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He's in...
I like how we're doing everything possible to not end this conversation.
He's in the Heartland series.
Chapter 30.
The Heartland series.
Wait, that's the horse girl teenage romance, right? The... No!
I'm talking about like WBIR.
My brain is still news. Wasn't there a show called Heartland, though, about a horse girl?
I don't know.
There is. There has to be. Let's go home and write it right now and pitch it to ABC Family or Freeform or whatever it is.
We could just take this story and put it in Kansas, and with that, boom, there you go.
Oh man, Fourth Wing, Kansas.
Fourth Wing, Kansas. Instead of
it's like a Little House on the Prairie Fourth Wing crossover. Hey, Paul, yeah. Zayden's here.
Instead of dragons, it's like Mighty Horses, like Shadowfax. Man. Okay. All right. Do you want? I have my notes. If you'd like to see.
Oh yeah. Well, Texas notes. Let's hear it.
Da-da-da, Texas notes. Okay. All right. Here's what I got. I started off with Violet reunited with Mira. They sneak out to see Rihanna's fam. I'm only calling her Rihanna from now on.
Yep. And Rihanna meets her niece.
Yeah. And then I said
she found love in a hopeless place.
Yes. The village of Cranston. LOL.
Oh yes. I meant to text you. There was a, what was it? It was Heaton, Cranston. It just seemed like she was going through IMDb from 90s TV shows and taking last names of actors for village names.
Yeah, she's a huge Breaking Bad fan.
It's right.
And she's like,
and then Heaton is that she loves, everybody loves Raymond, right?
Yeah, so there was that. The village of Cranston, which in this universe, it was so off-putting to see the name Cranston. Also, Montserrat is, I think, a place in Europe.
No, Montserrat is an island in the Caribbean. It was a former French colony.
Okay, so I was totally wrong about Europe, but a place in the real world. Okay.
Oh, Quaid was the other name. We had villages Quaid. Named Quaid, Heaton, and Cranston.
Clearly a big Randy Quaid fan.
I like how you went to Randy and not Dennis. I saw Dennis Quaid.
Really?
I was at the Station Inn in Nashville a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a bluegrass bar.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to Nashville, and famous bluegrass joint, Station Inn. And we're standing there, and there's this little short guy in a little hat. And my wife goes, Sam, that's Dennis Quaid. And I was like, okay, you can't remember who anyone is in movies, and you know that that's Dennis Quaid. She's like, yeah. And then like a second later, the guy on stage playing the piano goes, Dennis, you want to come up here and play one? And Dennis Quaid got up there and played a Jerry Lee Lewis song.
Wow.
It was the most, like if I described it to you, it would sound like a fever dream.
Yeah.
It was Dennis Quaid.
Really?
He's a short guy.
Huh. I would not have think him being a short guy. Loved him in The Parent Trap.
Was he in The Parent Trap?
It was the dad in The Parent Trap.
It's been a long time since I've seen The Parent Trap, but
in my head, for a minute, I panicked. I was like, "Was it Pierce Brosnan?" No,
no.
He is the new boyfriend in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, yes.
But Dennis Quaid is in.
Hello,
hello. Okay,
don't fess with me.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Such a good movie. Okay, all right, here we go. I'm going on.
Continuing with Texas notes. Sorry, you got my Dennis Quaid story.
I cut it.
No, you got my, I'm sorry,
oh.
I interrupted
oh,
with
I
my
thought,
dad's
I was like,
story.
Oh, there's more? Did you like hang out with him, get a beer with him, or?
He's my dad.
Do it. Man. If I saw Randy Quaid, I would probably have to run the other way,
because
he actually is Cousin Eddie. He actually is his character from Independence Day.
Okay. They got abducted by aliens and.
Yeah. Okay. Again with the Codex. So there's strict rules, but you can sneak away from a defensive position with no trouble at all.
Yeah.
Confusing to me. And that's the thing. They keep saying, like, there's these strict rules, blah, 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 blah. But you can break them at any point.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's like, there's these strict rules, but if you want to go full Hunger Games.
Yep.
Oops, I didn't see.
Whoops.
Oopsie, you killed him. I'm Professor Kaori.
Oh, some light murder today.
Oh, someone is dead. Did you know that there are new wards out placed outside of Cranston?
We're going to the village of Sarah Michelle Gellar.
We're going to the village of Romano. You guys are coming here?
We went from the village of Aniston to the village of Schwimmer.
Schwimmer.
And, and then we went to the castle of Central Perk.
Here's my favorite village. It's called Tom Selleck.
It's a guest village.
He was on Friends a little while.
Yeah. Okay. My notes are so, I mean, I'm sorry,
this
folks.
This is what we need to do. The show just needs to be called Texas Notes, and we just go through it and make the dumbest jokes.
Absolutely. And I think that this is the episode where the real Fourth Wing fans are going to be like, okay.
We hate you.
I'm done.
Unless it's the June Swoon, and everybody else is like, oh, yeah. It's
yeah, they're, unless they agree with us, which I, you know, maybe they do. Okay, then I said, I've stopped reading the quotes at the beginning of chapters. I just have stopped.
Really?
You know, the quotes, and I said the Book of Brennan sucks.
I'm a perfectionist. Oh, I said, I will replay the clip if I have to in this podcast where I said the Book of Brennan sucks.
It does.
The first time I saw it.
He wrote the whole thing in Comic Sans. We've only seen it once, but when we saw like the actual Book of Brennan, but when we did, it was in Comic Sans. Perfect Comic Sans. Brennan, you're a warrior. Couldn't you write better than that?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I wrote it from the village of Danson. I was stationed.
And then
we're going to the village of Kelsey Grammer. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Okay. And then I said, she ends and starts chapters unsatisfyingly. And here's what I mean by that. She ended the chapter that I was thinking of like Zayden appears. He like steps out of the shadows.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're like somewhere else and not on that thread at all. And like he gets brought up.
Right.
You know, pretty quickly, but it was like in a book, in most books I read, I think if it said, and then Zayden said something, the next chapter would be like, Mira was like, what are you doing here?
She should, because she hates him. And
yeah. But like in this book, it's just like, oh, and then I found myself in the cafeteria, and it's like I was in the cafeteria, and I'm like, whoa, 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 what happened with this?
That's the thing that bothers me, is there's like, okay, you could do an interesting moment where like Mira can be completely convinced that Zayden is just trying to get close to Violet to kill her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that can be a whole thing.
That's an interesting thing.
And that's my point, is anytime it has like an interesting thing that's non-high school drama, it like picks it up, kind of shows it to you. It's like, hey, you see this? And then throws it in the lake behind itself.
Yeah, it does.
It's very frustrating where I'm like, you had some, like we could have dug in here.
Yeah.
And I think you were spot on last episode when you were talking about, okay, it wasn't last episode, it was the one I think you were spot on earlier when you said that if this book was better developed, it would have ended with the threshing.
Yes.
Because we would have had more time for a lot of these interesting conflicts to get explored.
Yeah.
Doesn't care.
And this is like a 500-page book, but things happen and then end so quickly that I'm like, it's such a long book. I was feeling the length of it yesterday when I was reading it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, but it feels like so many things happen so quickly. And that's kind of how movies, like if you look at, I'm going to bring back Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
But this thing is trying to exist kind of in that Star Wars space where it's a potboiler, plot-driven.
Yeah.
So but, that's fair.
But that's like a good Star Wars movie does that well.
Yeah.
Like the first Star Wars is, you know, it's all pretty cut and dry, but it's well-written. Simple and well-edited, everything else.
It's a simple plot.
Yeah, this is more like Rise of Skywalker, where they're going a million miles an hour, going to this, that, and everything's like... Blah, blah, blah.
We've got all these plot lines, all these threads. We don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, and like so Finn's like, when they're like, they're going into quicksand, Finn's like, Rey, there's something I need to tell you. And it's like he's going to profess his love for her. But then the whole thing, he never brings it up again.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that is poor writing, folks. It's just bad writing.
It's terrible storytelling, and it doesn't know what to do, so it zags. It's like, I don't know what to do with this. Whereas, like, I think most writers, when they get into the quicksand, they try and dig out.
Yeah.
Like, they do the hard work of, like, well, where could I go with this? Dig deep, where it's like, or I can just zag.
Yeah.
It's nothing, and I'm going to create more plot.
And why did you think it was something?
Yeah. But as a reader, you always think everything is something.
Yeah.
Because it's in a book. Because unlike life, books have to make sense.
They do. Yeah.
This one doesn't.
Yeah. Well, next note. Zayden and Violet can speak telepathically to each other. Like the dragons.
Yep. It's through their dragons connection.
Question about that. Can he read her thoughts? Like, because I know that... what's her dragon's name?
Taranok.
Taran.
And Andoramum.
Andorana. That's how it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mandana. Hi, Mandana.
Hi, Mandana. Step time.
I'm going to slow down time and get very tired.
See, I picture Taryn as like this big dragon, and then I picture Indarna as kind of like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Because she has, it literally says that she has like
paws.
Cat paws.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of alarming. I mean, if he can like read her thoughts like yeah. Taryn can, then he knows everything.
He also is the one that taught her how to close out by going to her memory palace that is the library.
Yes, the library.
She's like, I'm going to the library and to the book section where Bill Murray works in the library.
Yeah, he there works
you
there.
You never see him. We never see his face, but he works there.
He's hanging low.
Mm-hmm.
He's
in charge of the Dewey Decimal System. The magic in this world, all the signet powers yeah. are so rare. There's not any real practical ones like a computer library organizing system.
I desperately want to see that. I want to see the menial signets. If I see that there's another rare signet, I think we're done with those because we've seen violets now.
Right. Which is also not been seen in 100 years.
It's the rarest of
rare. She's a lightning wielder.
Well, and here's my... Well, that's in part of my notes. I said, it's been a century since a lightning wielder. So another rare signet, right. The rarest.
I actually made a note, like, who was the last one? Is it going to be somebody? Is it going to be like, the last lightning wielder is your grandfather, people.
His name was Thor Odinson, and his father.
And he was played by Bill Murray.
In this universe, Bill Murray plays Thor.
Thor. Okay, real quick, I want to ask you. Let's come up with the mundane signet powers, and then maybe she'll include them in book three.
Okay.
Because book two's out, but we can like offer,
yeah.
you know, what are some very practical signet powers that we could offer? Like, okay, everybody's got rare ones. What are some ones she could work in?
Okay. One is when you have a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
and it gets lukewarm
mm-hmm.
and make it hot again.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think one should be like, this person is basically a microwave. And so, like, somebody can bring them, like, hey, these tater tots are frozen. They're like, boop, they're warm, quick meal.
Now they're cooked.
Now you can get back out fighting the dragons. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting the stove lit or getting the fire going and boiling up some stew. Just, boop, tater tots.
That's a good one.
I know. You're welcome.
I have one. Waters your plants without you having to water your plants. I'm sitting here looking at some nice plants in the podcast studio here at Palm Tree Podco. So there's a nice plug. Waters your plants without you. Because, you know, I have to go around my house and water my plants.
Yeah.
And if I forget, I have one plant that's like, you didn't water me today. I am dead.
Your plants have your dragon. That's where you inspired for your dragon voice. Was your plants actually talk to you that way? Hello, Tex.
Hello, Tex. I am dead.
I am dead.
Oh, you put some water on me? I'm pretty good today, but don't forget to water me.
But if you had a signet power, you could just do it.
That's right.
I have another signet power that the person is just WD-40. So it's like, oh, that cart is not running like it should. Spritz. Oh, I fixed.
And people like, my cart's Jason Bourne.
It's WD-40.
I haven't seen the WD-40 signet power in 3 millennia.
That's right. Well, thankfully, we exist at a time where there's a WD-40 signet power and a duct tape signet power at the same time. We can fix anything.
We're living in a golden age.
That's right.
You got the plant waterer gal. Wow.
There you go, Rebecca.
There's
some
a couple
free signet powers for you.
Some other ones for you. We're doing the heavy work that.
That's right.
She needs us.
Do you have any more notes you want to share with us?
Yeah. Here's one. Why do they have months like on Earth? Shouldn't they have made up names? Are they following the Gregorian calendar?
Wait, was there a, would they say like November?
Yeah, like June. They said like June and April.
Okay, I will, that is funny, but I will say Tolkien did it too.
Yeah.
Granted, Tolkien, but Tolkien was also implying that this was like in the ancient past of our world.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It doesn't work for either of them because...
Like when Gandalf out of nowhere is like, it's the 26th of October. And you're like, what? You're like,
hold up.
Shouldn't it be the 26th of Shushriel?
Are we following the Gregorian? Is it the Gregorian calendar? Are we following the Gregorian calendar?
Yeah. Gregorian Pope Gregory.
In Middle Earth? Mm-hmm. In Navarre?
In Navarre.
That was just an observation
which
I had.
Which means you have a birthday in Navarre.
That's right.
And so does Bill Murray.
Well, we already know he's there. That was just an observation I made, and so that can actually extend. My apologies to Rebecca. Yeah. I need to also contact the family of J.R.R. Tolkien.
You can, yeah. Be like, why'd you sell your rights to Amazon so they can do a terrible show?
Oh, it's horrible. It works in like Harry Potter because it's on Earth. It's in our universe. It works in anything that's in our universe, but not in a place like this. It should be. The 42nd of Shushreel, because we don't have...
It's actually my birthday in Navarre. It's the 42nd of Shushreel.
I knew that, and I got you a rare signet for your birthday.
Speaking of gifts, I'm kind of bummed by this. We only got our fourth Rice Mile.
Yeah.
We had a big Rice Mile gap, and I'm pretty bummed.
She had a friend proofread this and was like, hey, whoa, Rebecca, you've used too many Rice Miles.
You only get one more.
The under is a real good bet.
It was a good bet, yeah.
Okay, and then my last one was Dane gets big boyed by Zayden.
Yeah.
Zayden big boys Dane.
I hated that scene.
After Violet uses the lightning, Dane's like, you don't have to use it if you don't want to.
Yeah, and then Zayden's like, you get away from her. She's a power. Let's talk about that scene, okay, because... What is actually happening here? I can't tell if it's like, are we supposed to be like, oh, Dane is typical patriarchy. He's just, you know, inhibiting women from becoming their full potential. And we love Zayden because Zayden is empowering women to be powerful.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I like Dane's thing of like a little bit of, hey, if it's that painful for you, you don't have to do it. There's no pressure. There's freedom.
He said it clunkily. I'd be like, you don't have to use it if you don't want to.
Right, which is, you can still go to the scribes. You don't have to lightning in the scribes.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we know that what Rebecca Yarros thinks of a guy like Dane. We're supposed to hate Dane, and Dane's a loser is what we're supposed to think.
Do you think there could be a rug pull that Zayden's actually bad?
No.
You think Zayden is good?
He's good.
He's Edward Cullen.
If anything, you're going to be right, and Dane's going to be the bad guy.
But maybe I have hope that it's like, no, in book five, or before five, it's going to be clear that Zayden was bad. Like, not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it was like, he was the bad boy from Violet's younger days. He was the Gale. Whereas, like, Gale was, like, encouraging war and violence.
Yeah.
From Katniss, and what she really needed was peace and PETA. You know, and Zayden very much is like, you use your lightning powers, you be tough, you fight, you kill. And there comes a point in Hunger Games where Gale, it's like, oh, dude, like there's so much violence in you that it's not good.
Yeah.
And PETA is the beauty of peace and rest and the Wendell Berry of the, you know.
It is the Wendell Berry of the Hunger Games universe.
That would be my hope, is that. I think that to me is like land the plane in good story space. It's like, no, Zayden is war and violence, and because he's got so much of a storm inside of him that he ends up becoming evil in the end, and Violet doesn't. But I doubt it. I think it's more just like, take your strength, manifest your lightning warrior, be a strong woman.
And you incinerate them all. Incinerate them with your light. Violet,
you are a lightning wheeler.
Embrace your nickname that Zayden's given you of violence and use it. Yeah. I don't know. She's supposed to write five of these.
Yeah.
Questions I have. Why five? I don't know why.
Maybe she had the story outlined in her head. Which I was going to say when you were talking this book feels like an extensive outline, not a book. Because things are moving so fast.
Things are moving very fast.
Yeah.
To be fair, too, like in a book like Fellowship of the Ring, things go... It's not a long, super long book. He writes so satisfyingly in, like, whenever Gandalf talks, whenever he like reappears, he'll like disappear, then he'll reappear with some news for like Frodo, especially at the beginning of the book.
Yeah.
I'm like hanging on his, and I know what happens. I know. Yeah. I know what happens because I've read these books and I've seen the movies, but yeah. I'm like, tell me Gandalf. You know, like I've got to know what's happening in this universe. And like in like the Mines of Moria is like a long scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Does not take a ton of time in the book, but it's, I felt
always
like.
Always follow your nose.
Follow your nose. You shall not pass. Even though it's, you cannot pass.
They messed it up?
In the book, it's, you cannot pass.
That's, dude. We just need to do a whole episode where we're talking in Gandalf voices.
Violet Sorengale, I'm trying to help you.
All right, let's. We've got
fools.
We've got 10 minutes. Let's talk about chapter 30.
Yeah, we've gotten to it. This is the point of the book, in my opinion. This is what she's getting to. Like, it's like, you know, it's like the minute like Zayden came in, I could hear the like kind of jazz music. And this is
Kenny G's just tuning the saxophone up.
So call me hypocrite. I read the Game of Thrones books, and this happens in the Game of Thrones books, but it's definitely not a whole chapter. It's more like a.
Is it this graphic in Game of Thrones? Because this was. Graphic.
It's been a while since I've read the A Song of Ice and Fire. They're fairly graphic, but it is a problem I have with Game of Thrones too. Like they didn't need it in Game of Thrones, and he uses that as like, I guess what he's saying in those books is a little more nuanced than in this book, where it's just like a high school hookup deal. In Game of Thrones, it's like it's used it politically. It's a job.
It's a real thing because he's Game of Thrones, right? It's the Tudor kings, Henry VIII. It's like courtroom.
Yeah.
Or not courtroom. It's a king's court drama, which that kind of crap happened.
Yeah. Like it's
like this person is sleeping their way to power.
Yeah. And like in an unrealistic thing, I think probably about this is they're like world building while this is happening. Like they're talking about like the political things as this like sex scene is happening.
Right.
And
sexposition is what they call it.
Yeah. Sexposition, which I'm like, come on. I mean, that's not happening probably. So I have, you know, I don't love it in that show either, but I will say it is more like in the books, it's more like, and in the show too, it doesn't last super long, but it's like, it's a couple of paragraphs, I think maybe.
Yeah.
This was like, hey, literally a whole chapter.
This was pornography. This, like, if you shot this in for a movie. Took it like shot for shot, this would be NC-17.
Yeah.
I forget who I was. This isn't an Amazon Prime show. This is something that's filmed at a hotel in Burbank.
Yeah.
Level of.
This is like Skinamax.
Yeah. Completely inappropriate. Yeah. And I'm not saying that from the standpoint of like, I'm not going full Dane Atos on it, but unnecessary. And people can argue with me all they want, but completely unnecessary. I don't think it has any place ever, anywhere. Call me sex negative.
Like,
anybody that argues like, oh, we need to be more sex positive because it may have been no.
Yeah.
Do you agree with what is your
I agree
argue with me?
No,
whatever.
Like, I'm not arguing with you. I agree. It's just like, well, what is the point of having this?
Exactly.
Thing?
What
it's
is like, the point?
Well, I guess it's to rile you up while you're reading this.
Titulation.
Yeah.
Is the only justification for it. Because at the end, we do get some character moments. We get Zayden. We find out why he has the scars on his back, which was also terrible. He's such a good guy. He took 107 lashings for all of his friends.
Yeah.
I almost texted you and said, hey, like, jump back in on page whatever, because there are some plot details or Zayden, but you can skip everything. And I was like, we all could have skipped. Because there's an easy scene where they're, like, snuggling in the bed. What just happened?
And
then we can have this whole conversation with Zayden that's important, but the stuff in the middle was just completely, like...
Yeah. I feel like most books or shows even or movies would be like the lead up. Like he walks to the room. They like, you know, Kiss. So, you know, it's like you can
we
tell
get a little
like,
of the bass line.
Yeah, yeah. We know what's going to happen. And then hard cut, they're like in the bed.
Yep.
And it's over. And it's so weird because this is the most popular book in America.
Right. If this was a movie, right, and like that type of scene was in there, people, you would see articles everywhere like, should you go see that movie?
Should you go see that movie? Yeah. You know? Like, could you take your kids? Like,
no!
Because this is almost like the way that this is, and I know she has like a warning at the beginning of the book, but you could confuse this if you knew nothing about it, right, for like a YA.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, because they act like YA characters.
They act like YA. I mean, this, for all intents and purposes, I think they call this, and I'm not even joking, I think they have this as like a young adult. They call it a young adult genre. So like,
right.
Sorry, not young adult, but something, there's a new phrase that's like a step above YA. So it's like, right, you're not 25, your frontal lobe hasn't formed, this is what you're reading.
They don't even know each other. This is just like pure,
it's a hookup.
It's a hookup. And even if we just took on the facts of like when they get together, how well do they know each other? Do they love each other? Have they had to sacrifice for each other? All of the things that create a strong romantic connection.
He built a saddle for her.
Wow. Great. But there's none of that. And that, which would take like this moment and make it, I mean, I don't even know. It's just, that's it. They don't love each other.
Yeah.
They are not in love. This is pure just lust, titillation. And for them, I'm like, not good. For me as a reader, I'm like, very not good.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I'm with you. And I think that's kind of why I'm bummed out today. The chapter just bummed me out.
Yeah.
It bummed me out because it was like, this is like the book that everybody, there's so many people on book talk that are like, this is incredible. This book is incredible. And
seriously questioning why you think it's incredible.
I am too. I'm like, I don't know why it's quote unquote incredible. I don't know. I'm like, this is what's taking the world by storm. Like, this is what people are like doing midnight releases for.
I know.
This is wild.
I know.
And I am still convinced it's because of the black pages that she had on the book. It was a cool looking book, and people would be like, "It's not the sex scene's not that bad." I was like, "This is
that's
pretty bad.
That's bad,
and it's bad and it's pretty bad in Game of Thrones." And there's been a couple other books where I've been like, "Whoa, why did we have to have
you
that?
Didn't need that." So I hope it's the June swoon. I hope that the ending is going to be really good.
Yeah, I hear that it is.
These were just some slow chapters. That's my hope, and we finally got the booty scene out of the way. I don't know how I'm gonna look Zayden in the eyes again.
Yeah. I'm gonna be pretty awkward around him.
Yeah.
And Violet too.
Yeah, just kind of like I didn't want to be there for that, y'all.
You could close the door.
I wanted to pitch you an idea though. Next episode, let's do chapters 31 to 39. Let's finish it.
Oh, is that the end?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's 39 chapters. Let's do it. Let's go all the way to the end. And then we'll do our we can get into a recap. Or our wrap-up show and stuff like that.
But, all right. Yes, absolutely.
Sound good to you?
Yeah, prediction time real quick. Just real quick.
I think I'm still on my Dane's going to end up a bad guy, but I'm kind of wondering now, Peromiel may not show up. Like, the last fight isn't... I was thinking the whole time Peromiel is going to have, like, a massive attack at the end.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking that... I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like Peromiel would have shown up as a threat.
Okay.
Like, because like in Star Wars, we've seen the Death Star.
They did show up as a threat. We just didn't see it.
Right. But it would be like, I think they're massing an army.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to have a big final battle.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm like, I don't know exactly what I want to predict, but I feel like our last fight is not going to be with a Peromiel army.
Okay.
That's all I've got. I know it's kind of lame.
I'm zagging on that. I think we're going to fight Peromiel at the end.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a battle at Basquiat. Zayden is going to like sacrifice himself in some way for Violet.
We can't kill Zayden though.
We're not going to kill Zayden, but we're going to think he could be dead at the end of the book.
Or is Liam going to sacrifice himself for Violet?
I think we've seen Liam's near death moment.
But okay, so let's just, because you predicted Liam sacrificing himself for Violet would be Zayden sacrificing himself for Violet, because he's there at Zayden's behest. He's one of Zayden's buddies.
That's true. He's the bodyguard.
So that would be a hit. before yeah, Zayden.
That's true. I still think I think it's going to end on some kind of cliffhanger, and yeah. like we're going to like there's going to be a big battle, and then Zayden's going to do something heroic, and okay. Dane's going to do something cowardly, and okay. that's going to be the end of the book. And then okay. we're going to have to wait until Iron Flame, which jury's out on whether we're going to read that or not.
I'm not going straight into it.
Yeah, no. We might have to take a break.
I will be popping the Common Sense Media review for our next book to see if I want to deal with this. I'm just going to go ahead, spoiler. I already read It Ends With Us review on the sexual content. I'm not reading It Ends With
we
Us.
We got to do something that's going to be a little less like, that's where I'm going to go ahead and give Where the Crawdads Sing maybe some kudos. I think that there was sort of some of that in there.
There was, yeah.
Maybe I just forgot.
Yeah.
God, people, come on.
There's also a character named Tate.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to go into that book. We could read that, and I'll just dunk on it the whole time.
I don't think we can. We already know what happens.
That's true. And I think it's not going to be surprising. It's got to be something new.
Chapter by chapter. Like, what?
Are you kidding me?
But it also kind of backfired on us here because the what was like, I'm so bummed out.
Okay. I got to go.
Okay. You got to go to the store. See you next time, Tex.
All right. See you.